The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. This is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. We have some updated information and new listings to talk about today. We're going to start off with the Oak City Comedy Festival. Now, the Cape Fear Comedy Festival in Wilmington is entering its ninth year. The 12th annual Asheville Comedy Festival is coming up in August. Greensboro hosted the first North Carolina Comedy Festival in February, and Chapel Hill was home to the North Carolina Comedy Arts Festival from 2011 to 2017. Cities in North Carolina have been successfully hosting comedy festivals for years, but Raleigh, home of the iconic Goodnight's Comedy Club, has not been part of the mix until this year. The inaugural Oak City Comedy Festival is scheduled for May 22nd through the 26th, with shows taking place at several venues, including Goodnight's, King's, Comedy Works, and Watson Ward. More than 100 performers will do stand-up, improv, and sketch shows at the festival created by Raleigh comedians Matt White, Sherry Diaz, and Vinny Valdivia. Three of the headline acts should be familiar to North Carolina comedy fans. Andy Woodhull and Mike Mello can both call Goodnight's their home club, and Jay Bliss won the 2017 North Carolina's Funniest Competition, which is held annually at Goodnight's. In addition to featuring a slew of North Carolina comedians, performers from New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Boston, San Francisco, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Seattle, and more will get stage time at the Oak City Festival. The festival's website, oakcitycomedyfestival.com, has detailed information on buying tickets, a list of performers, and a schedule of events. A biggie was added to the lineup at the Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. Coming up Wednesday, August 1st, Janet Jackson stops by with her State of the World tour. Also new, the Six Sundays in Spring Concert Series is back again, held in Wake Forest, Sundays through June 3rd. The concerts are held at E. Carroll Joyner Park Amphitheater on Harris Road in Wake Forest. Concerts run 5 to 7. One event has already occurred. Other ones coming the next five, May 6th, Capital Transit. They do jazz, blues, doo-wop, and rock. Capital Transit is a musical group with a unique sound. Their songs are reflective of the internationally famous group Manhattan Transfer. May 13th, it's the Sponge Tones. These folks do a little bit of everything: rock, British Invasion, psychedelic, Beatlesque, power pop, and mercy beat. It would not be an exaggeration to say the Sponge Tones have mastered every nuance of melodic rock and pop from B to X. That's B as in Beatles and X as in XTC. May 20th, Caribe Vibe, a Latin salsa band. May 27th, Melissa Reeves, avant-garde rock. And June 3rd, John Brown Quartet, which is classic jazz. Also new on the listings, Durham Central Park Concert Series. Concerts are held, rain or shine, all ages, free and open to the public, Fridays from 6 to 8. June 15th, Laura Reed. June 17th, which, of course, a Sunday, Project 919 Band. June 22nd, we're back on Fridays now, Aztec Sun. June 29th, Valerie June and Kamara Thomas. July 6th, Mamie's and the Pappas Gemini. I hope I'm right there. July 13th, Joshua Gunn. July 20th, Devin Gilfillian. August 3rd, Al Strong and the Fresh Five. And on August 10th, Kashana Armstrong. Duke University's Music in the Gardens is back. All the concerts, of course, at Sarah P. Duke Gardens on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock. June 13th is Dory Freeman. Freeman makes country music for the modern South. Raised in the traditional music hub of Galax, Virginia, where thousands of string band enthusiasts have gathered every summer for nearly a century, Freeman grew up playing in the family band at her father's frame shop. She still tames those old tunes, framing their complicated feelings with her pellucid, empathetic voice. June 20th, it's Lydia Lovelace, with a sound that Rolling Stone describes as an aching, lusty set of twang and sneer wrapped in electric guitar swagger. Roots rocker Lovelace is as celebrated for her salacious, lyrical wisecracks as she is for the honey-sweet voice that delivers them. June 27th, it's the Sadies. July 11th, Diali Sisoka and Kira Ba. July 18th, Anna and Elizabeth. And July 25th, it's Los Cafeteras. Once again, that's Duke University's Music in the Gardens. Taking a look at some of the music festivals being held around the state of North Carolina. May 3rd through the 6th, it's the Shikori Hills Grassroots Festival in Silk Hope. This event presents an eclectic mix of music from rock to jazz and Americana, Cajun and Klezmer on five stages. May 4 and 5, Asheville Electro Music Festival. This is held in Black Mountain. Some of the world's finest electronic and experimental musicians joined by local artists for 2 days of compelling live music and innovative technology. May 4th through the 6th, we have two items, Carolina Rebellion in Concord. The three-stage heavy metal festival is held at the Charlotte Motor Speedway Complex. And the French Broad River Festival. This is held in Hot Springs. It focuses on the French Broad River with a river cleanup, raft races, and the French Broad River Festival bike race, in addition to the weekend of live music. This ticketed event is in its 21st year. May 10 through 12, Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver's Bluegrass Festival. This is in Denton. The Bluegrass Greats annual festival includes a golf tournament on Thursday and on Saturday, a free children's area with rides and games and cooking demonstrations and tastings. This festival is in its 38th year, and it's held at Denton Farm Park. May 10th through the 13th, it's The Leaf. This is in Black Mountain. This semi-annual event, Lake Eden Arts Festival, that's what The Leaf stands for, embraces world music, new ageism, and the outdoors. May 11 and 12, North Carolina Brewers and Music Festival. This is in Huntersville. May 18th through the 20th in Raleigh, it's Artsplosure. The Artsplosure Street Festival draws large crowds for performances by one or two national acts, plus several local and regional bands, alongside visual art displays and kids' arts activities downtown. Admission is free. And this is on Fayetteville Street. May 19th, Durham Blues and Brews Festival. In addition to bands, the festival features about 20 local craft beers in 12-ounce pours meant to eliminate long lines. Local food trucks are also on hand as well, and the whole thing is a benefit for the Exchange Family Center, which works with families to prevent child abuse and neglect. This is an adults-only event at Durham Central Park. May 19th, it's the Atlantic Beach Music Festival. This free festival on the boardwalk at the Circle in Atlantic Beach obviously presents a day of beach music. May 19th, Harmon Field Music Festival in Tryon. The local Chamber of Commerce promises a fun day filled with live music, a classic car cruise-in, food trucks from the region, a craft and vendor market, and cornhole games. May 19 and 20, two items, the Carolina Blues Festival in Greensboro, which is celebrating its 32nd year. Festival site is Labauer Park. Also May 20th, that was May 19th and 20th. What'd I do here? Also on May 19 and 20, Beaufort Music Festival, obviously in Beaufort on the waterfront there. May 20th, Mustang Spring Jam in Corolla. It's they're serving outdoor cookout menu, selling beer and wine and cocktails during the Mustang Spring Jam. This is to benefit the Corolla Wild Horse Fund. This is held at Mike Deanna's Grill Room. And then on the weekend of Memorial Day, May 24 through the 26th, Little John's Mountain Music Festival in Snow Camp. May 25 and 26, Willow Oak Park Beach Music Festival in Roxborough. May 25 through 27, Old Time Fiddlers and Bluegrass Festival. This is in Union Grove. May 25th through the 27th, Mountain Sports Festival in Asheville. May 25th through the 27th, White Squirrel Festival in Brevard. May 25 through 28, Gears and Guitars. That's in Winston-Salem. And finally, on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th, Sandburg Folk Festival in Flat Rock. This is Connemara, the North Carolina home of poet Carl Sandburg. Okay, Raleigh Little Theater. Box office number is 919-821-3111. Online information can be found at RaleighLittleTheater.org. All right, May 11th through May 27th, Blood Done Sign My Name. This world premiere version, Mike Wiley brings to life the recollections of author Tim Dyson surrounding the 1970 murder of Henry Dickey Marrow in Oxford, North Carolina, and the events that followed. June 8th through the 24th, Don't Dress for Dinner. Bernard is planning a romantic weekend with his mistress in this charming, coveted French farmhouse while his wife, Jacqueline, is away. He's arranged for a cordon bleu cook to prepare gourmet delights and has invited his best friend, Robert, along to provide the alibi. It's foolproof. What could go wrong? Well, suppose Robert turns up not really realizing quite why he's been invited. Suppose Robert and Jacqueline are secret lovers and consequently determined that Jacqueline will not leave for the weekend. Suppose the cook must pretend to be the mistress and the mistress is unable to cook. Suppose everyone's alibi is confused with everyone else's. That's June 8th through the 24th. Don't Dress for Dinner. All right, Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Wednesday, May 2nd, Herb Alpert and his wife, Lanny Hall. Tickets $45 to $75. Friday, May 4th, Annie DeFranco. Tickets $28 to $59.50. Sunday, May 6th, A Touch of Elegance. This is the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle. Concert starts at 3. Tickets are $30. Tuesday, May 8th, Radiotopia, East Coast Tour. Radiotopia from PRX is a curated network of extraordinary, cutting-edge podcasts. Tickets are $35. Saturday and Sunday, May 12 and 13 at Carolina Theater, it's Cinderella, presented by the Durham Ballet Theater. All good fairy tales begin with Once Upon a Time. Cinderella begins with this simple phrase, which begins to bring your imagination to life. Cinderella gains a stepfamily who think she is there to serve them. With a knock at the door, her life will never be the same. Tickets are $20, $25 the day of the show. Performances at 6:30 on Saturday and 3 o'clock on Sunday. Saturday, June 16th, 4th Annual National Blind Idol Semifinal Competition. Sunday, June 17th, Nick Swardson, Too Many Smells 2018 Tour. Wednesday, June 27th, Michael Che. Know him, of course, from Saturday Night Live. Friday and Saturday, July 13 and 14, Wondrous Woman, one of the performances presented by the American Dance Festival. And then Friday, August 3rd, Mary Chapin Carpenter, Sometimes Just the Sky Tour. Here we go with audio described performances. Saturday, May 5th, A Night with Janis Joplin. This is at Duke Energy Center's Fletcher Opera Theater at 2. Saturday, May 5th, Waitress the Musical. This is at DPAC at 8 o'clock. Sunday, May 6th, Plaza Suite. Of course, one of the funny plays from Neil Simon. This is at Cary Arts Center at 3 o'clock. Cinderella, Carolina Theater, Saturday, May 12th, the 6:30 performance. Sunday, May 20th, Blood Done Sign My Name, which I talked about earlier. This is recommended for mature audiences and features adult language. Parental guidance is suggested. Sunday, May 20th, Yo Vikings. This is Carrie Youth Applause, the story of fifth grader Emma Katz, the fiercest Viking in Swarthmore, Pennsylvania, and her quest for real adventure. This is Cary Arts Center at 3 on Sunday, May 20th. Wednesday, May 23rd, the North Carolina Heritage Awards, Fletcher Opera Theater at 7:30. Friday, May 25th, Crowns. This is at Cape Fear Regional Theater. Also coming up, Don't Dress for Dinner, Raleigh Little Theater, Oliver, Justice Theater Project, and Newsies at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium. Some new information regarding things going on at North Hills. Of course, you've got the 11th season of the Midtown Beach Music Series at the Commons each Thursday from 6 to 9. Coming up in the next few weeks, May 3rd, North Tower. May 10th, Band of Oz. May 17th, Liquid Pleasure. May 24th, Jim Quick and Coastline. And then May 31st, The Catalinas. At North Hills Midtown Park, Saturday, May 5th, it's Midtown Music Fest with Who's Bad, Adele, Leanne Blevins, The Shakedown, DJ Forge, Lockdown Blues Band, and Retro Candy. I'm sorry. Sunday, May 20th, Midtown Bluegrass Series, Little Smokies and Big Fat Gap. Saturday, June 2nd, Kickin' It Country, Walker McGuire, Town, and Ray Fulcher. Sunday, June 10th, Sunday Fun Day, The Brevet and Dead Sea Sparrow. And Sunday, September 16th, Midtown Bluegrass Series, Lonely Heartstring Band and Circus Number 9. There are some other North Hills events. The Friday Night Tributes will return to North Hills August 25th through October 12th. May 19th, that's a Saturday, is the 22nd Annual British Classic Car Show. That's from 8:30 to 3:30. Saturday, August 18th, Summer Days Music Festival. And Saturday, October 27th, the North Carolina Wine Festival. All right, let's talk about Moog Fest. The lineup for this year's Moog Fest includes a member of the band Limp Bizkit, two shows from Mouse on Mars, and a 360-degree audio cube. The festival, which is devoted to art, music, and technologies, held May 17th through the 20th at several walkable venues throughout downtown Durham. Mentioned the North Carolina Heritage Awards earlier, set for May 23rd. They recognize six outstanding North Carolina artists. Asha Bala of Cumberland County, performer and instructor in South Indian dance. Glenn and Lola Bullock of Caldwell County, potters, musicians, and storytellers. Arville Freeman of Buncombe County, Western North Carolina fiddler. Robert Dick Knight of Lenoir County, soul, R&B, and jazz trumpet player. And Tony Williamson of Chatham County, multi-genre mandolinist rooted in bluegrass. Of course, the Heritage Awards held at Duke Energy Center's Fletcher Opera Theater, again, May 23rd at 7:30. Tickets are $23.60. Reminder about the Art of Cool 2018 festival coming up. This year, Art of Cool will move from the spring to the weekend of September 28 and 29 with Durham Bulls Athletic Park as the main venue. This year's headline acts include rapper Nas, singer Erykah Badu, violinist Damian Escobar, British jazz groups Sons of Kemet, Ayman Omari, and the DJ Sango. Once again, that's Durham's Art of Cool Festival, September 28 and 29. All right, at American Dance Festival, of course, it's celebrating its 85th season this year and will run June 14th through June 21st. There will be more than 50 performances by 26 dance companies in seven different venues. The festival performances will take place at DPAC, Reynolds Industries Theater, the newly opened Vander Hayden Studio Theater in the Rubenstein Arts Center, Baldwin Auditorium, North Carolina Museum of Art, the Carolina Theater, and Durham Fruit. Single tickets and subscriptions on sale May 1st. Prices range from $12 to $60. With many savings options available. Okay, we're going to take a look next at Poorhouse Music Hall. This is on South Blunt Street in Raleigh. Just a few of the upcoming musicians playing there. Tuesday, May 1st, Gun Hill Royals, the Log Noggins. Wednesday, May 2nd, Ruby the Hatchet, Heavy Temple, Demon Eye. Presented by Primitive Ways at 8:30. Yeah, all at Poorhouse, most of the shows start at 9 unless noted. Friday, May 4th, the Bar Exam. Saturday, May 5th, Nicolay and the Hot at Nights. Sunday, May 6th, Sunday Fun Day and Bloody Mary Bar, featuring Eyeball, Roar the Engines, and 80-Pound Test. That starts at 2. Also on Sunday, May 6th, Hot Club of Cowtown 20th Anniversary Tour with Hot Club of Raleigh. This starts at 8 p.m. And Monday, May 7th, West End Blend with Maj Dika. Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street. Wednesday, May 2nd, Blue October with Flagship. That's at 8. Thursday, May 3rd, Moneybag Yo at 8 o'clock. Friday, May 4th, Carbon Leaf 25th Anniversary Tour at 8 o'clock. Saturday, May 5th, Arts Access Benefit Concert, Castle Wild and Chris Hendricks, Built for Comfort, 3WB, Carolina Lightning. That starts at 1:45. Saturday, May 5th, ID featuring Bitch Be Cool, Freaky, Moon Type, Down Low. This is 18 plus only, starts at 10. Monday, May 7th, King Lil G, Paint the City Blue Tour, and that starts at 8 o'clock. And at the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh, most shows start at 8 unless noted. Friday, May 4th, Blizzard of Ozzy, of course, an Ozzy Osbourne tribute band. Wednesday, May 9th, Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats, Tearing at the Seams Tour. Thursday, May 10th, Blackberry Smoke, Find a Light Tour. Friday, May 11th, 80s Prom, featuring the Plaids. Saturday, May 12th, Grits and Biscuits, that's at 9. Tuesday, May 15th, Trampled by Turtles, with special guest Hiss Golden Messenger. All right, a little bit from Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC. May 1st through the 6th, Waitress the Musical. Tuesday, May 8th, Yanni, 25. Acropolis Anniversary Concert Tour. Wednesday, May 9th, The Gypsy Kings. Thursday, May 10th, David Byrne, American Utopia Tour. Friday and Saturday, May 11th and 12th, it's The Illusionists. Sunday, May 13th, Mays featuring Frankie Beverly. And Tuesday, May 15th, Triangle Rising Stars. Friday, May 18th, Rob Lowe, Stories I Only Tell My Friends, live. Saturday and Sunday, June 2nd and 3rd, Paw Patrol Live, The Great Pirate Adventure. Wednesday, June 6th, former Vice President Joe Biden, American Promise Tour. Saturday, June 9th, it's Get the Let Out. And, of course, also at DPAC, the SunTrust Broadway 2018-2019 season lineup includes The Book of Mormon. That's August 7th through the 12th. Distant Worlds, Music from Final Fantasy. That's October 13th. Tuesday, November 6th through Sunday, December 2nd, All the Rage, it's Hamilton. Again, that is Tuesday, November 6th to Sunday, December 2nd. Okay, we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call, 919-832-5138. Again, 919-832-5138. So long until next time.